That lovely analogy. Mike Inch has got a very interesting point, which he's saying the measures taken to test the landing, given the failure rate of previous Mars landing attempts, what have you done to test this very ambitious landing approach with the thing coming down on thrusters and then winching down this car onto the surface of Mars?
Well, I wasn't associated with that part of it, but they've done testing of almost every aspect. The supersonic parachute, they tested the landing radar using airplanes and helicopters. They've tested the actual final little winching down of the rover here at JPL. And I guess I would say, in fact, modern missions done by NASA have had a much better success record. So I did go through all the different reviews of the landing system because I was interested, and I came away realizing that, first of all, I never wanted to be in a class with one of those engineers because I would have just got wiped slick. And secondly, that they're very good, and I think this thing's going to work.
All terrific questions. Thank you, everybody, so much for sending them all in. Unfortunately, we just don't have time to include all of them in this episode of the programme. So what we're going to do this week is to publish them as a special addendum podcast. We have a specials feed. If you look up on our website, nakedscientist.com, or our channel on iTunes, itunes.com/nakedscientists, you'll see we have an RSS feed for a channel called Naked Scientists Specials or Special Editions. And your questions that haven't been included in the main programme will have been answered by John and David in there. So please go to nakedscientists.com/podcasts and look on our navigation bar for the specials podcast or itunes.com/nakedscientists and look in our channel for the specials podcast. Subscribe to that and you can hear the conversation being continued there. Dominic, over to you.